The first round is on Owen's Recovery Science. Owen's Recovery Science is a single source
for PTs,
OTs,
ATCs,
DCs,
and other medical professionals
seeking certification
in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training. Find out more and get certified
at owensrecoveryscience.com.
Can't thank you guys enough for taking a listen to the show, well, since we started it in 2015. Looking back on the year that was, 2017, we're going to give you the top 10 episodes of 2017. Take a listen. They're in no particular order. Can't thank you guys enough for, number one, listening, and then doing the thing we love even more, telling a friend, sharing an episode that you liked on social media, emailing the show to a colleague. Keep that up. That's the only way that the show can survive and be totally free to you. Without further ado, here's an episode from the top 10 of 2017.
Whether you want to escape the snow or play in it, Arias Medical has you covered. Try a rewarding travel assignment during the holiday season with Arias Medical Group. Call Arias at 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariasmedical.com. That's AREUSmedical.com.
This is the PT Pintcast. A podcast that talks about physical therapy over beer. Bringing together clinicians, researchers, and forward-thinking PTs in a show that's anything but boring.
Let there be beer!
This is the PT Pintcast with your host, Jimmy McKay.
So the best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours, live at CSM 2017. We are in San Antonio for what I've been told throughout the day is the biggest combined sessions meeting in American Physical Therapy Association history. And we've got two big dogs. I'm trying not to be nervous right now. We've got APTA President Sharon Dunham a show, and we've got WCPT President Emma Stokes. Ladies, thank you very much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you, Jimmy, for the invitation. And you're right. This is the largest meeting in APTA's history.
It's a big one.
We hit 14,000 registrants yesterday. That includes our exhibitors. So we're over 12,000 PTs and PTAs.
That's awesome.
Thrilled.
Congratulations on that. First questions are always the hardest. What are we drinking? And I'm supplying the beer today. Brewed in Texas from the Carbatch Brewing Company, Love Street Kolsch Style Blonde is what I provided for you. So ladies, cheers to you.
Cheers.
And here's to PT.
Ooh, I love a pale ale.
It's not bad.
Yeah, nice.
I want to thank Dana, too, for suggesting that one and supplying us with the beers. So when you guys get together at a meeting like this, you guys, you know, I heard you guys just talking, hit the ground running and just doing a million things like this. So that's why I want to say thank you for your time. What keeps bringing you back besides your obligations? But what do you like and what do you look forward to with a meeting like the combined sections meeting?
The energy and the interacting with colleagues across the country. But I was just sharing with Emma, we've got international colleagues
here
from Australia, from Canada, from Korea, from the Bahamas, and it's wonderful to see that this meeting is attracting our colleagues from a global perspective, as well as our U.S. physical therapists. So getting together, and it's something that we've spoken for the last 2 years, is that we are better together.
Yeah.
And when we come together and align our tools and resources, and most important is the human resource of our practitioners, into seeking to pursue the vision that we have, that we would transform society, it brings a reciprocal energy to the table that's really inspiring.
Well, I saw Justin Moore jumping on that, you know, grabbing your slogan, do it better together, and kind of putting that out there, and seeing APTA-CSM actually trending on Twitter is kind of a big deal, and you can kind of follow along at home. Now, Emma, you go to events like this all over the world. Right? How do they feel the same and different in different countries?
Well, look, first of all, I'm thrilled to be here. It's my first CSM, so I'm a CSM novice. Yeah, so just feeling slightly overwhelmed, it has to be said. I guess there's a way of navigating CSM, which the more you come, the better you get at it, I guess. So, look, the thing that I see all over the world is, as Sharon said, there's an enormous power in being together in the same space and really, you know, interacting with one another, great energy. You do see that across the world. I mean, this is the largest meeting that I've ever been at of physical therapists. I don't think I've been at a larger one. I think the meeting I was at in Japan was about 8,000 PTs.
Wow.
It's a very different feel. Mm-hmm. And yet, when you see, if you look around, if you looked around this room last night, if you look around the lobby, if you look around the exhibit hall and the convention centers, you see PTs in huddles talking to one another, you know, exchanging the content that they've listened to, catching up from, you know, if they were at school together. So there's huge power in that sort of collective, ownership of the profession and a real sense of belonging when you come to a conference like this. You come away re-energized by your profession. And I think that's a common theme that we see around the world, is that physiotherapists like to belong. And professional organizations like the APTA and the sections particularly give that sense of belonging a much more immediate feeling. And then when you all come to a meeting like this, you start to connect with individuals and you do a lot of networking, you get content. You know, in our case, we spend probably a lot of our time at meetings.
Yeah.
And then you just walk around and you know, talk to the people. And I have a great networking rule that I don't know if I shared with you before, but we'll talk about it later.
Okay. All right. I like that. So you talk about connecting and being together and belonging. And we're talking about what's up in terms of we're getting close to 100,000 members of the APTA. Mm-hmm. This meeting is getting bigger and bigger. I think people are starting to, I guess, as we call here, drink the Kool-Aid and kind of getting what everybody's talking about and spreading the word. That's got to feel good, flirting with 100K.
Feels very good. We feel good about the direction of the association because people want to join.
And they're showing that they agree, you know, that they buy in and they believe.
Yeah, so we're evidently showing value. I think CSM has a great brand of value for content expertise. So this is where physical therapists and physical therapist assistants come to get their content knowledge to take back to their clinic day one and make an impact with the patients. But as Emma said, it's also the place that they come and connect.
Sure.
And share frustrations, but also share the victories that we get to experience every day in the clinic with our patients.
Well, while you're both sitting here, if you could summarize, how does the APTA and the WCPT, how do you guys work together? How do you collaborate?
APTA is a member organization of WCPT, and Emma can share how many member organizations there are across the world, but as part of WCPT, APTA is also a part of the North American Caribbean region.
Okay.
So we're a part of a regional network of member organizations that are then a part of the WCPT.
Can we do more meetings in the Caribbean region, though?
I would agree with that. Actually, we had our NACR meeting last year in the Caribbean.
I didn't get the email. I should have gunned for that one. What do you see in terms of how the APTA belongs in other countries? How do we react, or how do those organizations interact with each other to move the profession forward from a worldwide perspective?
Look, APTA was a founding member of WCPT and has gifted us, you know, amazing leaders over the years since WCPT was founded in 1951. We have 112 member organizations.
Wow.
And two professional organizations of great diversity. So we have member organizations that might have 13 members to member organizations the size of APTA, which, you know, it's a huge, huge diversity. APTA contributes very significantly to the financial model, WCPT. Our model is that our member organizations pay a per capita fee. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
So as our membership grows, it benefits WCPT.
Exactly. Absolutely.
So she's thrilled about our 100,000.
I'm very happy. I'm very happy. I hope the APTA board are very happy about the check they have to write. So it's, you know, it's financial, but it's a lot more than that. And, you know, I think it's really important. And this is, you know, one of the key conversations that we've been having in the last couple of years is how do we demonstrate to APTA members that the financial contribution that APTA makes to WCPT has a value for APTA?
Which is what we always try to do for membership here as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And in some ways, you know, it does transcend a transactional relationship. But everyone needs to have the answer, which is, well, what
Why?
Are we getting for it? Exactly. And so I think one of the things that we're really trying to do at WCPT is really look explicitly at the relationships that we have with member organizations and unpack those so that we can be clear so that Sharon can go back to the board of APTA and the APTA members and say, here's what we get in return for participating. So, you know, a few of the ideas that we've been sort of tossing around are perhaps some of our member organizations working collaboratively in generating thought leadership. And we're calling it thought leadership because of the diversity of the ideas and holding very diverse ideas. That's what a global organization can do because it takes all of the perspectives. But we want to obviously work with key partners, key member organizations. And when I say key, I mean organizations that for that particular question, so for instance, say something like advanced physiotherapy practice or the value of physiotherapy, that those organizations can contribute to creating that thought leadership model and have a real sense of ownership of it. And that, if you like, there's a collaborative advantage in bringing organizations together.
Better together.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so it's better together beyond the sort of the national boundaries or the jurisdictions. Interestingly, if you look at the WCPT subgroups, and I'm speaking at the 40th anniversary of the Women's Health section this evening, you know, know, the women's health section was driven by amazing women who are APTA members. So, you know, Jill Boissonneau and Rebecca Stevenson were on the founding executive board. We would not have an international women's organization if Jill had not gone to a WCPT Congress in Washington, D.C. in 1995 and sat there and learned about the diversity of women's health around the world. And, you know, in conversation with her, she said that's what motivated her to then go on and really work with other people, other member organizations around the world to develop the women's health section. So I think in some ways the subgroup of WCPT, the international subgroup of WCPT of women's health, feeds back into APTA and other member organizations around the world through that collaboration. So WCPT provides, if you like, a structure and a skeleton for those type of organizations to develop and exist, and that feeds back into member organizations like APTA. I mean, we also have to acknowledge that Marilyn Moffat was the president of WCPT for 8 years. She was in APTA. I mean, she's, you know, a living legend in APTA. So in a way, we get that gift from the member organizations, because you don't become the president of WCPT without having sort of done a lot of work in your national organization. I guess one of the things that I really struggle with all of the time is that sense of how do we ensure that that relationship feels like a proper relationship of give and take.
Right.
And global organizations have a role that national organizations can't do. And for instance, our work at WHO, which has gone really, it's really interesting in what we've been asked to do recently. The APTA won't be asked to do that by WHO. It will be WCPT that will be asked to do that.
Right.
And if we can then work with our member organizations to shape perhaps policy at that level, or bring together global collaborations that then cascade down into policy, national policy in health, but also draw in the expertise of the individual members. I'm hoping that that type of, if you like, influence and advocacy at a global level or at a WHO regional level will be something that is felt to be of benefit to the
each member.
We're working hard on that.
Yeah, it sounds as if the WCPT is a larger version where instead of state organizations and special interest groups,
right,
it's countries, but that's the way to connect the profession and make it a global profession, because now it is.
So as Emma was speaking, I was thinking about APTA as a model for what she's leading with WCPT. We have sections and chapters. WCPT has member organizations. So to make this work globally as well as nationally, communication is so important.
Yeah.
To make sure you're staying in touch with what member needs are, but also keeping your members in touch with what the organization's directions are.
All right,
so that the two can inform the other.
Yeah,
so
they're very, very closely knitted.
Yeah.
We gotta go pay some student loans. We'll be right back. Working at his orbicularis oris until failure. Jimmy McKay on the PT Pinecast.
Introducing EcoPro pillow covers. Good for the environment and your clinic's bottom line. EcoPro pillow covers are the clinic pillowcase replacement designed to be wiped clean, just like your treatment tables. Each EcoPro pillow cover saves you 2,600 gallons of water per year, time spent laundering pillowcases, and the money involved with clinic laundry, with no special cleaner required. A special deal for Pinecast listeners: when you order online at EcoProPillows.com, you'll get free shipping on any size order with the promo code Pinecast. EcoPro pillow covers, created by PTs for PTs. Considering a travel assignment over the holidays, or ready to escape the cold weather for some winter sunshine? Arias Medical Group is the leading healthcare staffing agency, offering travel and full-time career opportunities for PTs nationwide. Call Arias at 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariusmedical.com. That's A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com.
Let's give a nice, warm welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now. Okay, so do you want to start? Here's a question for you. We're going to go. Do you want to go from top to bottom or bottom to top?
Bottom to top.
Bottom to top. What can a practicing PT do? The guy who's just out there at his clinic, what can he do to help advance the field of physical therapy? So the guy on the street, the guy who's just attending this conference who came from Iowa, what can he do? You know, he wants to feel like he belongs and he's going to see value. He's here, so he buys in. What can he do on a daily or a yearly basis?
My impression of what he can do on a daily basis is bring his absolute best to every patient in the clinic.
Best PR possible.
Best PR is to give the patient what they need when they need it, no more and no less. And to do that, physical therapist has to be in tune with what the latest and innovative practice techniques are, what has evidence behind it, and that's what APTA would like to bring to that clinician to be in touch with what we have as best evidence to give that patient so they know that they're getting the patient the best care
and
possible.
And how do they find out about that?
And that is through membership in APTA and also joining the section that represents their practice area to stay abreast
of what's new.
Of current practice.
Yeah. Same question. What do you think? Around the world, what can a PT do on a daily or you know, make it a focus? You know, even if I'm a PT in any country around the world, I can help in some small part, which will add up better together to advancing in the field. What's something they can do?
My starting off point is they have to be a member of their professional organization. So, you know, if they're not a member of their professional organization, then...
You can't complain.
Well, you can't complain, but, you know, to be honest, that's an absolute. It's incomprehensible to me that people would not be a member of their professional organization. And I'm also, you know, I have a very strong opinion that it shouldn't be a transactional relationship. So it shouldn't be just that you are a member, but that you actually join in and have an opinion and, you know, volunteer if you can, have the time in your section, you know, if it's a clinical interest area that you're interested in, or you know, more generally in other aspects of the professional organization. I mean, clearly, if you're practicing physiotherapy on a day-to-day basis, you need to be at your clinical best. Mm-hmm. And that's, I mean, I'd absolutely echo what Sharon has said in relation to that. But if we were to look at it from the point of view of growing professional organizations' reach and influence and capacity, like APTA models all of the time, if you're from a smaller organization, it's as important to be a member of APTA as it is to be a member of an organization, say in Ireland, where I come from. And that's a message that I really, really push, because it's just so important that you are engaged, and professions who are engaged are more likely to be engaged in ongoing professional education, ensuring their competence, and then delivering the best service to their patients. But it is a bit more than that as well for me. It is that sense of, if you profess to be part of a profession, then, you know, you need to just sign on the dotted line and hand over your money every year.
You got to row the boat. You got to get in there and row the boat.
I'm president of APTA, and I find it difficult to keep up with what's happening on the federal level, on the state level, and then much less what's happening in clinical practice. Clinical practice guidelines come out, and to stay abreast of all of that without a connection to APTA,
good luck.
I just don't know how people would do that to bring their best to the patient. So that's what we're striving to do, is make those touch points easier for clinicians to stay connected with us so that they can bring the absolute best to their patients.
Okay, so now we went from the bottom. How do we go to the top? Where are we going as a field? We can go nationwide with Sharon. We can go worldwide. Where are we headed? Because it feels like a good direction when we're here, when we're in the room full of 14,000 people. These rooms are getting bigger and bigger as we do more CSMs. I'm excited. I just became a PT 6 months ago, and I'm pumped. Where are we headed?
I can tell you what our vision is.
Hit me.
You know what our vision is to transform society by optimizing movement to improve the human experience. With that, we have to go to collaboration as one of the guiding principles of this new vision. We can't transform society by ourselves.
Not individually, no.
Yes, we need to reach out to partners, whether it's global partners or local partners in our communities, to make a difference for those that we serve. So we're going towards transforming society, and we have to think of others involved so that we can bring the best to our communities. Movement, the social determinants of health, are so critical, and we're a key player in matching what the patient's needs are to the community services that are there. Collaboration, I think, is the next big step for us to be able to realize our leverage
vision. What we can actually do for society.
Right.
I like that. All right, what do you think, Emma?
It's a great question, and I always answer it by saying it depends on where you're standing in the world.
Okay.
You know, because it's gonna look very different in the United States of America compared to other parts of the world where perhaps the numbers of physical therapists are incredibly low. So, but the future is really bright for us. We are key to, as you were saying, transforming society and enabling individuals to be the best that they can in terms of their abilities and their functional independence through movement. But it is very different than depending on where you are. You know, if you're in Nepal, where they're rebuilding society, rebuilding communities after the earthquake in 2015, that's a different future to, you know, a physical therapist in the United States, or indeed a physical therapist in Ireland. So our role is to ensure that we support organizations wherever they are. are in that journey or whatever their future looks like, to be the best version of the profession as they can be at the time that they're at and the place that they are.
And that's a way that you as an APTA member are connected to physical therapists around the world by being an APTA member, which is also a member organization of WCPT. You're colleagues. I mean, not just because you're in the same field, but now you're connected by this professional organization. This is your profession. Mm-hmm. You know, this is what you, this is when someone says, you know, where are you from? What do you do? This is the thing you lead with, you know, so you should be proud of that. You know, the way to show that you're proud of that is getting in there and being a member.
Yeah.
You know, talking last night with a guy by the name of Justin Dunaway and Morgan Denny, who do a project called Stand for Haiti. They go to Haiti four times a year, and just to hear their impassioned plea of physical therapy can, it can change lives everywhere. Look where, look what it can do in Haiti. I mean, they give these amazing stories and just showing that, yeah, they don't have enough there, and we maybe get a little bit too lax here in the United States because, you know, we've got Wi-Fi and we've cold beer wherever we want it. But without this thing like physical therapy, you know, on hand in Haiti, they're lacking some services. So that, it makes me feel what we do for a profession a little more important when you hear how it can actually change someone's life directly. I like that very much. So every episode that we record is a pint. Before we're done with pints, we do shots. Parting shots of wisdom.
This is the parting shot.
Powered by Optum, Optum offers weekend courses that are Monday morning applicable, utilizing approaches that make sense.
They promote excellence in hands-on treatment, exercise prescription, pain science, and clinical reasoning, offering a COMT,
as well as an APTA-accredited fellowship in orthopedic manual therapy, both online and in-person mentoring, with locations in Houston, Dallas, and Scottsdale, Arizona. Find out more online
at optumfellowship.com.
So if you were to be, yeah, we can do, we can cheers again if you want. So if you were on stage in front of everybody here and you were going to leave, you know, a kind of a drop the mic, walk off stage memento for them to take with them, what's something you'd want to leave the field of physical therapy here in the United States and in the world? Because we've been heard in 106 different countries. So hopefully some PT colleagues of mine are listening to this and getting a lot of, as much out of it as I am. What's your parting shot for today's episode? What are you going to leave them with, Sharon?
There's so much to accomplish together. Roll your sleeves up and let's do this.
I'm ready to go. I got sleeves rolled up. Yeah, there's a lot. And I think it feels good for me because, you know, I've been in the field as a student and now as a PT for 3.5 years. And it feels like we're moving in a great direction. I feel like the more we talked about it, we're moving in a great direction.
And I would say join us.
Yeah.
So we can find things for everyone to do to help us in this initiative.
I like it.
Yeah.
We got to throw a party when we hit 100K.
Of course.
100K party.
And then we're going to throw another party when we hit 100K years old.
There we go.
100 years old.
Let's
as
do
a,
that.
As an organization.
When are we 100 years old?
2021.
All right.
Four
I'll be around.
Four short years away.
That's so weird that you said 2021. I was like, well, that's a long time, but it's 2017. I keep, all right, it's 2017. 2021 is 4 years from now. That is weird. Parting shot, Emma, what are you going to leave the audience with?
It's one that I say all the time, which is join and join in. I mean, I think Sharon and I are on the same page as that. And be connected. You know, it's easy to be connected in the global physiotherapy community now, and there's so much to learn. And so reach out to other organizations, see what they're doing, see what's happening. You know, social media makes being part of the global physiotherapy community so easy.
And fun.
And fun, exactly, absolutely. And, you know, if you have an opportunity and you've got a few days free around July 4th, come to Cape Town and be part of the global physiotherapy community.
Did you just invite me to Cape Town? Because I'll come.
Well, there you go. I'm inviting anyone who wants to come to Cape Town to come to Cape Town. Get onto our website and have a look at our Congress. And let me tell you, you know, as amazing as this Congress is, being at a WCPT Congress is, and Sharon, you were in Singapore.
I was not.
Oh, you weren't.
Paul Rocker was
Paul
our president.
Was in Singapore. Yeah. You're going to be in Cape Town.
Yeah. So what happens at the Congress? Describe
so
it.
We have physical therapists. So, you know, it's not as big as CSM by any means. You know, it's, you come away from a WCPT Congress. It is probably one of the most transformative professional experiences you will ever have. And you come away and you go home and you realize just how much you have learned from physical therapists all over the world. And you come back and it sort of feels a little lonely for a while, because not that you don't love your physical therapy colleagues from, you know, Ireland or the United States, but your world is just a little less three-dimensional for a while.
Well, you're pretty connected in a room like that, I imagine.
Yeah, and it is, you know, and I think we can all learn from those types of opportunities. So if you get a chance, come to Cape Town in July, and if you don't, then think about coming to Geneva in 2019. But everyone should come to a WCPT Congress once in their life.
I like it.
Absolutely.
You don't need to twist my arm to go to South Africa. Ladies, I know you guys are tremendously busy at an event like this, so I appreciate any amount of time you can spare. And thank you very much for talking to us about how connected we are and how how much better we can be together. So thank you guys very much for being on the show.
Thanks for making me feel like Dabo Sweeney today. This was awesome.
We're using a headset. We got to get a picture with the mics on. We got the headset microphones on. We feel like we're sideline college football coaches. But thank you guys. We appreciate you doing for all that you do for us as members of this great profession.
Thank you, Jamie.
It's a pleasure.
Follow us on Twitter at PT Pintcast and online at ptpintcast.com. It's like TMZ, except with way more important information. And no Miley Cyrus. Okay, it's not like TMZ at all.
The PT Pintcast is a product of PT Pintcast, LLC.
It is hosted and produced by PT Pintcast CEO Jimmy McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another pour from the PT Pintcast.
Podcasting. It's a great way to reach a huge audience. We're portable, free to download, and can be heard across the planet. Here on the PT Pintcast, we can paint a picture for your company to help spread your message to physical therapists across the world. With our show, we can put pictures into people's minds. Here, let me show you what I mean. Like if I push this button right here, I can take you back to the Jurassic era when T-Rex roamed the earth. And when I click on this,
I'm behind the wheel of a race car, driving fast and turning left. Shake it big, boys!
We paint pictures with sound and can paint a picture of your company on our show that'll leave an impression. To have us paint for you and spread your message to PTs across the world, contact us online at ptpintcast.com. Let's see what this button does.
The PT Pintcast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.